Hey, this is Instant Pink. You're checking out The Grind on Punk Radio Cast. Rack.
That's right. Welcome to another volume of The Grind. We're up to volume 18 now. And, you know, when something turns 18, you got to celebrate. You got to get a little dirty, a little funky, a little crazy, right? So I was thinking, and I think I have a good band. Just to do the trick, these guys are called Instant Pink. They're an electropunk band based out of Lloydminster, where I currently reside, the Grind headquarters, if you will. And these guys have just an insane amount of influences that will they'll get you dancing, and there's aggression in there. It's pretty aggression. You know, like when that beautiful girl that you've been dating for a while just rips out your heart, didn't see it coming? It's like that. It'll sneak up at you, very pretty-like, and then bam, it's there. Enough talking about that for a little bit, because we have a whole bunch of stuff. We've got that interview and a few tracks from them as well. Of course, the music that I am talking over right now is an Instant Pink track. It is called Shake Square. If you listen to The Grind on a regular basis, you might have heard it a couple times before. So, sorry guys, but I'm just going to talk over your song, and there's nothing you can freaking well do about it. That's right, I said freaking. That's how pissed off I am. No, I'm in a great mood, because coming up, we also have a contest on this show. How's this for a marketing plan? You run like a merch company, and you've got these shirts, and you've got these girls' booty shorts, and you've got thongs and girly tees, and you know all sorts of wicked merch. How do you get that name out there? What better way than to find beautiful women all over the world who will wear your clothing and not much else? I think that's a pretty damn good idea, right? What if I told you you could be one of those beautiful girls wearing some Vandal X clothing? Of course, you have to be female for that to happen. Otherwise, if you're male, then I'm sure we have some stuff for you as well. We are running out of music right now, so we'll get to more of the details after the Instant Pink interview. Hit up right now. Hit up myspace.com/VXK if you want to check out some of the stuff that Vandal X clothing has to offer. So much stuff coming up on The Grind. I want to tell you, we hit up Virgin Fest in Calgary. A lot of interviews. I'll tell you about that later. We also have a wicked weekend, the very next weekend, that had Sled Island Fest. A bunch of bands there. And the Strike Anywhere, Flatliners, Carpenter, Hostage Life. This is a standoff tour. We pretty much interviewed all those bands except for Hostage Life because they weren't on this leg of the tour. Anyways, so much stuff coming at you, as always. And also, we've got From the Mailbox is back again this week, this show, this volume, however we work it here at the Grind. We've got a bunch of stuff coming at you in that as well. A band called Really Addictive Sound out of France. Then we've got some Canadian content. Beyond K, band out of Ontario. From Newfoundland, a band called Class War Kids. And then going back to Toronto, we have a band called Cairo Foster. And that's all coming up later. We're going to get right into that Instant Pink interview. Let's just listen to the last little bit of Shake Square, Instant Pink, on The Grind. Everyone, welcome back to The Grind. This is volume 18. We just had an awesome live set here in Lloydminster featuring the boys from Instant Pink. Who do we have here today?
I'm Red Deer. Hi.
I'm Alexi.
Now, this was just your CD release party, is that correct?
So-called CD release party.
Now, there's a couple snags that happened. Walk me through those.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a crazy day.
Oh, nice shoes, by the way. Anyways, we woke up and had a bunch of problems trying to get the CD from the delivery group. And when our friends in Edmonton picked it up, it turns out there was no disc in the actual CD. We got a case and a booklet.
Yeah, we had...
Case and a booklet. we did what we had to do, and we spray-painted a bunch of discs and burnt a bunch of copies, and even Chris helped us out with that. And they sold. People wanted these CDs more than they wanted the other CDs, you know, the good ones. So.
I want that video camera, though. That looks nice.
Well, go get it.
Okay.
Go get it right now.
Go get it.
What's the name of the new album, guys?
Ready Arm Trouble.
Are you on a label, or are you releasing independently?
Just releasing independently. Yeah, we're still new and fresh. Not too many people have heard of us, so.
What's it like playing in a town like Lloydminster? Like, did you guys grow up here? Give me some back history.
Take this one for a minute. Just do this.
I grew up here.
We both grew up here.
We both grew up here?
Yeah.
Okay. And we just play music together, and
it's an offset scene in Lloydminster. It's full of a lot of different collages, but...
No, it is. It's cool.
It is.
I like it.
To find the kind of audience for us is we didn't expect. We sold a bunch of tickets, and it was actually a really good show.
It was great.
Like local radio and local people don't really seem to help us out. You know what I mean?
No, not really.
You know what I mean? But, like, you know, we still do what we do, and people love it, and, you know... I'm glad we have people like even The Grind that want to spin our stuff.
So would you say, like, safely, would you say it's the Melvins of 2008, 2009?
Well, they're an inspiration. I don't know if they would like us.
They probably wouldn't like us. No to the Melvins. Yeah. You probably don't like us at all, but hey, like you.
If you're out there, this band's for you, buddy. Yeah.
What other musical influences do you guys meld into your music?
Curtains.
Kylie Minogue. The Locust.
Shoes.
Great.
No smoking signs.
Pony Up.
What's that?
What do you like? The Strokes.
Really?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
He likes The Strokes.
Yeah, Julian Casablancas is my favorite color.
We have a big wide spectrum of music we like to listen to, from Madonna to friggin'.
Yeah,
seriously.
Dizzy Gillespie?
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, to... it's that guy who drinks all the time.
Well, that narrows it down. Good job.
No, lots of different stuff. And, all four of us members are all individually cascaded by different music. Like, if you saw us in a music store, it wouldn't be in the same... None of us would be in the same slot. I'd probably be in a death metal section. You'd be, like, at the...
The French acoustic something section.
You'd find BJ and, like, Dave Matthews, and find Ryan at, like, I don't know, like... What is Ryan even like?
I don't even know why I'm still here right now.
You're holding the mic and you're doing a damn good job.
Now, do you guys find it difficult to work all those different influences and different musical backgrounds into your songs? Do you get in fist fights at all?
Oh,
throw
yeah.
Throw tambourines around?
The intro to our album, I was just kind of trying to piss Adam off one day, and we just kind of wrote the intro. It was a really grudgy kind of sound, and I don't know.
For which one?
For Intra Blue.
Oh, yeah.
I was
just
doing that to make you mad, and it kind of worked.
I was doing Shakespeare to make you mad, too.
And we just kind of work together, and we compromise a little bit, and you know what I mean?
I really want to kiss you.
Don't ever touch me. Don't ever touch
Well, no, I ask you often, but you just never do it.
Well, let's toss one of your songs right now. What do you guys want to hear?
Bachelor X.
Yeah, really? Honestly? I don't know if you want to hear this, but yeah. Bachelor X.
All right, Bachelor X on The Grind, Volume 18, Instant Pink.
Cause my heart just might
It was Bachelor X, Instant Pink on the grind. Touring ambitions. You guys get out to Edmonton, Saskatoon? Like, do you have any
That's
big,
a huge tour.
Any big
Edmonton,
tours?
Edmonton, Saskatoon? Holy fuck.
Oh, you can do that in a
We're
weekend,
big
right?
big time.
We're playing Manville on Friday.
See you in Vermilion at the crappy bar.
We played Edmonton once, and we played at Hooligans.
That was amazing.
It was great. Like,
honest to God.
It was one of those shows, the PA didn't work at all. We're there, and that's what I run through is vocal synth, like if I don't have an amp. So we made this big concoction where Adam and Ryan were up front. BJ was in front of me. I was on the stage with monitors. And we kind of play like a kind of dance, kind of whatever, groovy kind of set. But it was sheer, like, blasted punk rock at this show. And people were shaking their hands like, thanks for coming to our town. And we're just like, oh, you're welcome. Got to go. You know what I mean? Like, it was really cool.
But basically for the touring ambitions, we do want to go to Vancouver, like, right away. We're going to
Toronto
in the end of summer.
Yeah.
That's why you're in a band, is to be heard, you know what I mean? To get out
really?
There and, well, that's why I'm in a band.
I like to sweat.
We try to turn you off on the PA when you're...
I know. Yeah. I keep on telling you, hey, turn up more guitar.
Yeah, more guitar. Like, the guitar's not even plugged in, don't worry about it.
We like it better that way. No, but we'd like to get out there. We're still kind of fresh, new CD. Mm. What else? You know, yeah, we haven't played too many shows.
I can't kiss you now.
You can never kiss me, ever.
I keep on wanting to kiss you.
I love that friggin' triangle thing on the
I know.
Mic. Yeah, it's like Zelda, the Triforce.
It's,
like Zelda.
It's been referred to as the WWF.
Yeah,
back
awesome.
In the day.
Yeah.
What's coming up for Instant Pink? What can we expect?
Instant Pink.
You got some more CDs, some CDs coming.
CD, yeah, a real CD with the disc itself. A few new shirts, a few new shows, a few new songs. That I wrote by myself.
Did you write them by yourself?
I think I did.
Probably taking a shit, right?
Yeah.
Or like sticking a finger up your bum.
Though. I'm relaxed. I hear notes better that way.
Yeah, there's a second CD. It's
and
yeah,
a
we're
Jolts
gonna
show coming up.
The Jolts, yeah.
Yeah, the Jolts from Vancouver. They're playing with what's the date again? Someone help me out.
It's the 24th of July.
24th of July at Illusions Bar. And yeah, this is our drummer BJ, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. Dr. Virjay, we call him. Yeah, no, we just hope to keep pushing this stuff, and it looked like a lot of people liked it tonight, despite the fact that we had 50-minute intermissions between songs, due to just broken strings, broken drum skins, broken voice, drop synth, but yeah, we're gonna keep coming at you.
I have to say, it's been a while since I've been to a Lloyd show,
yeah.
And I was very impressed with the turnout.
Thank you. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Do you think the scene's sort of coming back?
Well, we hope
maybe,
so, yeah. Like, we promoted this show pretty good, and...
To be straight up, I don't really care about this town at all. No, I'm being honest. Like, no, seriously, because no one really comes out to shows at all.
Yep.
No one likes to pay for shows. Everyone wants to get in for free. Everyone wants to drink beer. You know what I mean?
I just put my smoke up
for free. You know what I mean? And it's
that's gross.
It's nuts. Like, I'd rather go to the UK and actually play for people that really want to be there,
yep.
That really want to, you know, see the show, or go to Vancouver. That people, you know, they're artistic. That's about it. But
that'd be nice.
It'd be nice.
The more people to hear it, the better. And yeah, I just took a drink out of my crush. I put a smoke out in it.
Is that a beer?
I took a drink of this. I had a smoke butt in it.
Did you?
Gross.
You guys want to toss to another one of your songs?
Yeah. Adam, you pick it.
I pick it?
You pick it.
They've played Shakespeare a few times, so I'm going to pick Black Cobra. It's fucking Black Cobra on the grind.
Rock!
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Black Cobra. Thanks to me and Adam and the other guys in our band, whoever they are and wherever they are. We're back on the grind. You're listening to us talk about random stuff and music. We're not a very well-interviewed band, as you can see, but we try.
Let's get some of your web addresses out there. You've got a MySpace page, obviously, right?
Yeah, it's www.
Three W's.
Yeah, it is okay. Three.
World
Wide Web dot MySpace dot com with a slash that goes this way.
Backslash?
It's a backslash.
Do you have to hear it for the camera, though?
I don't know.
Are you doing it the right way?
Yeah, I don't know. Instant Pink. Just straight up Instant Pink.
Anything, any shout outs you guys want to give out there or anything like that before we wrap it up?
Yeah, hi, Mom. Hi, Louie. Thanks for everything.
Yeah. I can't wait to see this.
All right. Well, let's stop recording and
thank you very much.
Hey,
Rock
you.
On Rack.
And we're talking over another Instant Pink track. This one, I think, is called My House. I'm just going to guess because I don't have their brand new album. Speaking of their brand new album, this is where the contest part comes in. If you were listening at the very beginning of the interview, they said the magical answer that you need to email me with. The name of the brand new Instant Pink album. It's a three-word name. If you missed it, if you can't remember, if you're busy or whatever, you can always hit up myspace.com/burnside780. That's The Grind's MySpace page. And download volume 18, and you can find the answer in there. Anyways, first couple correctly answered emails to thegrindprc@gmail.com will get some awesome, sweet, sexy, cool swag from Vandal X Clothing. If you want to check out what they have there, it's myspace.com/VXK, and you can see all of the things that you might be able to choose from. So email that out to thegrindprc@gmail.com, the new album title for the Instant Pink CD that just recently came out. Let's get back to that track, listen to a little bit of that, and then get into all of the news and all of the music coming up from the mailbox, and we're talking about what's coming up later on future volumes of The Grind. Also, if you hit up The Grind's MySpace page, there is some live performance video from the Instant Pink show. We had a couple cameras out there, so we've got a multicam stuff that's been all edited up there, and hopefully by this point I've had a chance to upload it, so check that out. Enough of my talking, some more Instant Pink, and then into From the Mailbox on The Grind.
From the box that carries mail, this is From the Mailbox. We'll be right back.
And the first band up in Volume 18 of The Grind's version of From the Mailbox is a band from France called Really Addictive Sound. You can really agree with the name of the band once you, you've heard this last track. That track we heard right there was called Females, The Macho Song. And over the next couple tracks, I think you'll agree with the name of the band. This next tune that we'll be playing is called Sticky 116, Mama Was a Rolling Stone. And I urge you guys to go to their MySpace or their website and check out the video for this, because it is freaking awesome. Really addictive, I could say. Yeah, check it out. Great video, great song. Sticky 116, Mama Was a Rolling Stone, Really Addictive Sound on From the Mailbox. Enjoy.
My crew will be fabulous.
Coming all the way out of France, that was Really Addictive Sound, Sticky 116. Now, along with these three tracks that we are playing on From the Mailbox, there's two other ones on their MySpace page or on their website, reallyaddictivesound.com or .com/reallyaddictivesound if you're doing the MySpace thing. Now, they've been up there since about June 6th, and there's been a lot of downloads, so it's definitely something that people are interested in. Thought I'd show that to you as well, so you can find something new that you might like. Coming up next, we've got the last Really Addictive Sound. This track is called Slot Machine Gun, Really Addictive Sound.